milk pail.
Okay, and here on the farm though, would they use, would Mr. Berry say, would he use pail or he'd just say bucket, you suppose?
I don't know.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing that you turn the water on and off?
Spigot or faucet.
You use both?
Yeah.
Okay. Which would you be most
likely? I most likely would use faucet.
And if it were on a barrel that you turned on,
yeah,
would you?
I'd say spigot.
Okay. How was that? I clap, push down on that thing. I made a noise.
That doesn't make any difference. That chair's about 100 years old. Used to sit on, see the old house up there?
Yeah.
It when you get up real close, you can see it sitting in the back.
Oh, really? The same chair behind the people there. Is that a family picture? Well, that's interesting. Okay. And if it were out in the yard, a pipe that comes up and you
turn,
same word? The thing that turns it off?
Yeah. I think I'd use faucet for all of them.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them out to the car?
Paper bag.
And what do you call, or what did you used to call, a large bag made of loosely woven cloth, maybe that 100 pounds of chicken could be,
or burlap or crocker bag.
All right, would you use both of them?
I have used both.
Okay.
If I can't make anybody understand when I say burlap, I say croaker.
Okay. Down here, most anybody would know croaker, you think?
Well, I think Mr. Baird used that.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold your mouth and blow on?
A harp.
And what about that one that you put your teeth and pick like?
A jute harp.
Okay. How is that?
Jute harp.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board and balanced in the middle and a child sits on each end?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but it's been so long ago.
You haven't ridden on one of them lately.
No, I know, but if you don't get them balanced, one will go too high and die.
Right.
That's right. What is that thing? We had one when my sister and I were young, living on the Turkington still.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Teeterboard, a riding horse, a seesaw. That's what you're talking about. Okay. What about a homemade merry-go-round, something that's fastened in the middle and would turn?
Yeah. Well, I didn't have one of those. Okay. I don't know what that would be called.
What would you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives on?
Emery.
Okay, and what about if it were used
for a whetstone. Now, that's another word.
Okay. What about a... If there are many people spending the night, it looks like here you might maybe have enough beds for any number of them.
My daughter's had 16 spend the night.
Well, if there were so many that there weren't enough beds, what would you call a
pallet?
Okay. And what do you call low ground in a river valley or flat like every
mirror.
Okay.
There's another word, but it escapes me right now that I use.
Interval, bottom land?
Bottom land.
Okay. And name several kind of roads that you might have around, depending, you know, on what they're made of. Like this one that comes out here.
Well, that's, I don't know what they call that. That's right, you.
But they're generally made, they're dirt roads and
dirt roads and paved roads. We can say paved roads.
Okay.
Different kinds of pavement, asphalt and McCallum and...
And if it's a if it's paved with concrete, you'd say and sometimes porches are made out of its poured
cement.
Okay. And some of the roads around here,
I don't know whether cement or not. Now this is they call that a blacktop road, but not what it's made out. It's tall.
Okay.
And